Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Kiki.
Good morning.
Good morning. Apparently, you didn't get my memo.
What was that?
I was hoping you'd wear some a little bit more low cut this morning. So.
I have buttons.
All right, keep going.
No.
Keep going. Come on.
What do I get?
Hunter always wears sexy stuff.
Hunter's easy.
That's true.
He's very easy.
He is a slut.
I like to make you work for it.
Yeah, I got to work for it. Yeah. I put a ring on it, for God's sakes. What else do I got to do? This morning, we are going to talk about fashion.
My favorite.
And, yeah, I figured you would like this topic because you give me a hard time about my clothes.
Yes.
Quite a bit.
Because it entails two things, a white V-neck and some khaki cargo pants. Or shorts, if
shorts,
it's summer.
Let's be fair. I change it up from time to time. So should your fashion change as you get older? So it's a little bit more of, you know, what you wore in your 20s, should you wear in your 30s, should you wear in your 40s, and so on and so forth. So we're going to talk about this. I'm excited to get older because I can just get to dress more and more comfortably.
Yep.
As I get older. I already dress pretty comfortable right now.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's going to be great. So we're going to get your take on this. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Plus, we're also going to talk about things that older people should never wear, in your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about this in just a few. Stick around.
There's your soul.
Good morning. 7:33 and 7. We're going to take a full look at your forecast coming up here in just a little bit. Special guest with me today, once again, Kiki. Hi.
Hello.
Good morning. Get your coffee in you yet?
Oh, not in me yet.
Do it.
But it has been made.
You're cheerier when you get coffee in you.
Thank you.
I think most people are in the morning. I got to have my caffeine. I like to mainline it. Usually get my Diet Coke or my energy. I'm out of energy drink. I should have had you grab one.
You know what? I was being thoughtful this morning, and I did open the fridge to grab you a Red Bull, even though you didn't tell me to. I thought it was going to be very sweet, and then I realized you drank it all.
I drank
them all. It's like $27 in Red Bull gone in like 4 days.
It's not that much.
You need to find something better.
What?
It's too expensive.
They don't let me smoke crack in the office anymore, okay? They said it's bad for team morale when I'm high on crack. I'm sorry. This morning we're talking about fashion. You're a very fashionable lady.
Thanks.
You're always like, you're always 6 months ahead of the fashion trends.
I like to think so.
Like, for some reason you started wearing scrunchies again. I was like, why the hell are you wearing scrunchies?
Okay, first of all.
Yes.
I forgot how amazing they are, and they disappeared clearly after the early 2000s. And they came back, and I actually only bought them for my 13-year-old niece.
Yeah.
Because she's into them, right?
Okay.
Those are the girls that are wearing all of our 90s stuff.
So the 13-year-olds are now dressing like kids in the 90s.
But I got these for her, and then I decided to keep one. So I told her, you know, I know it says it's a 6-pack of scrunchies. You're getting 5. I'm going to keep one.
You're going to keep one.
I own the scrunchie trend anyways. But it's great because it doesn't indent your hair. So you
totally.
Put it up in a bun or a ponytail and it doesn't indent it.
Like I hear
small,
you, girlfriend. I hear you, girlfriend.
It's
totally.
So awesome.
Yeah, and it keeps your hair out of the way when you're doing stuff. What? Like cleaning.
You're disgusting.
Cleaning. Okay, so now, being a fashionable lady that you are, where do I stand on the fashion scale?
A negative.
A negative? Like -1, -2.
You don't
want to
know. It's so bad. Your style is so bad. And it's disappointing because you look so good in like some fitted jeans and like a nice sweater shirt, and you don't wear it.
Okay, but when I'm here at the studio, do I need to dress
up?
No,
your fashion sense goes beyond work.
When we go out to a nice seafood dinner or whatever, I dress up.
Are you dreaming? When have we ever gone out?
I wore, when we did that little...
when have you taken me out?
You know what? I don't like being seen in public with you, lady. when we did that radio job thing, I wore my tight jeans.
Radio job thing.
Yeah, down there in South Bend.
Oh, the career fair.
The career fair, radio job get together thing.
That's because your boss told you to dress
okay,
up.
Okay, but if I wanted to, though, I could have wore this, and it would have been fine, because this is what I wear.
Your fashion is horrible.
It's not that bad. Just wait till I get older, though.
Is your shirt inside out?
No, it's regular. It's just dirty.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, there's holes.
There's a hole in it.
That's where my belly button is. It's eating away a hole. and right wearing my shirt. Okay, so as I get older, maybe I'll get more fashionable as I get older.
No.
Is there certain things I can't wear as I get older?
I don't know. There's nothing that you haven't really worn that's pretty bad.
No.
You wore a bikini bottom.
I looked
honeymoon.
Good. I looked good at that. No,
man,
it was a Speedo.
A man's Speedo.
It was a Speedo, and I looked awesome
okay,
in it.
Okay, so there's that. But
those Canadian ladies liked it.
They did.
They did, didn't they?
They did. They said it was the best American flag they've ever seen.
Damn right.
It was pretty good.
It was but, a full mast on that one, folks.
But second of all, you did order, like just a few years ago, jeans. They're basically sweatpants that are printed denim on them.
Okay, to be fair,
and I asked you what? What did I ask you?
I can't remember.
Are you giving up? That's the real question.
Are you giving up?
Are you giving up?
I wouldn't say I've given up quite yet, but the length of the beard right now.
I know.
And the overall outfit that I'm wearing. Those are slippers.
I know. You bought slippers. Just
for the studio.
Just for the studio.
So I don't tromp around in my boots.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I may have given up. Good morning. 7:33 and 7. We're going to take a full look at your forecast coming up here in just a little bit. Special guest with me today, once again, Kiki. Hi.
Hello.
Good morning. Get your coffee in you yet?
Well, not in me yet.
Do it.
But it has been made.
You're cheerier when you get coffee in you.
Thank you.
I think most people are in the morning. I got to have my caffeine. I like to mainline it. Usually get my Diet Coke or my energy. I'm out of energy drink. I should have had you grab one.
You know what? I was being thoughtful this morning, and I did open the fridge to grab you a Red Bull, even though you didn't tell me to. I thought it was going to be very sweet, and then I realized you drank it all.
I drank
it's like them $27
all.
In Red Bull gone in like 4 days.
It's not that much.
You need to find something better.
What?
It's too expensive.
They don't let me smoke crack in the office anymore, okay? They said it's bad for team morale when I'm high on crack. I'm sorry. This morning we're talking about fashion. You're a very fashionable lady.
Thanks.
You're always like, you're always 6 months ahead of the fashion trends.
I like to think so.
Like, for some reason you started wearing scrunchies again. I was like, why the hell are you wearing scrunchies?
Okay, first of all.
Yes.
I forgot how amazing they are, and they disappeared, clearly, after the early 2000s. And they came back, and I actually only bought them for my 13-year-old niece.
Yeah.
Because she's into them, right?
Okay.
Those are the girls that are wearing all of our 90s stuff.
So the 13-year-olds are now dressing like kids in the 90s.
But I got these for her, and then I decided to keep one. So I told her, you know, I know it says it's a 6-pack of scrunchies. You're getting 5. I'm going to keep one.
You're going to keep one.
I own the scrunchie trend anyways. But it's great because it doesn't indent your hair. So you
totally.
Put it up in a bun or a ponytail and it doesn't indent it. Like
I hear
small,
you, girlfriend.
Tiny one.
I hear you, girlfriend.
It's
totally.
So awesome.
Yeah, and it keeps your hair out of the way when you're doing stuff. What? Like cleaning.
You're disgusting.
Cleaning. Okay, so now, being a fashionable lady that you are, where do I stand on the fashion scale?
A negative.
A negative? Like -1? -2?
You don't
want to
know. It's so bad. Your style is so bad. And it's disappointing because you look so good in like some fitted jeans and like a nice sweater shirt and you don't wear it.
Okay, but when I'm here at the studio, do I need to dress
up?
No,
your fashion sense goes beyond work.
When we go out to a nice seafood dinner or whatever, I dress up.
Are you dreaming? When have we ever gone out?
I wore, when we did that little...
When have you taken me out?
You know what? I don't like being seen in public with you, lady. We did that radio job thing, I wore my tight jeans.
Radio job thing?
Yeah, down there in South Bend.
Oh, the career fair.
The career fair, radio job get-together thing.
That's because your boss told you to dress
okay,
up.
Okay, but if I wanted to, though, I could have wore this, and it would have been fine, because this is what I wear.
Your fashion is horrible.
It's not that bad. Just wait till I get older, though.
Is your shirt inside out?
No, it's regular. It's just dirty.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, there's holes.
There's a hole in it.
That's where my belly button is. It's eating away a hole. And right wearing my shirt. Okay, so as I get older, maybe I'll get more fashionable as I get older.
No.
Is there certain things I can't wear as I get older?
I don't know. There's nothing that you haven't really worn that's pretty bad.
No.
You wore a bikini bottom.
I looked honeymoon. Good. I looked good at that. No, man, it was a thong. Speedo.
A man's Speedo.
It was a Speedo, and I looked awesome
okay,
in it.
Okay, so there's that. But
those Canadian ladies liked it.
They did.
They did, didn't they?
They did. They said it was the best American flag they've ever seen.
Damn right.
It was pretty good.
It was but, a full mast on that one, folks.
But second of all, you did order, like just a few years ago, jeans. They're basically sweatpants that are printed denim on them.
Okay, to be fair,
and I asked you what? What did I ask you?
I can't remember.
Are you giving up? That's the real question.
Are you giving up? I wouldn't say I've given up quite yet, but the length of the beard right now.
I know.
And the overall outfit that I'm wearing, those are slippers.
I know, you bought slippers. Just
for the studio.
Just for the studio.
So I don't tromp around in my boots.
Oh,
okay. Okay, I may have given up. Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Geeky.
Hello. I did it again.
7:59. I think we can put the kibosh on this fashion conversation.
Yeah,
I'm right. You're wrong.
I say whatever, wear whatever you want.
Wear whatever I want? Yeah. Really? No, I'll try a little bit better for you. Just at work, I don't want to be all dressed up. Like, if I had to wear a suit every day, ugh.
I'm not asking you to wear a suit.
It kind of seems like you're asking me to wear a suit.
No, a non-wrinkled shirt.
I don't see a single
and some nice dark jeans is not asking a lot.
I don't see a single wrinkle in
Lord
this shirt.
Lord have mercy.
From this angle, it looks great. That angle, it's good. Now, I will say real quick, though, too, what about this new trend possibly of men wearing skirts? Skirts for men.
You know, I don't hate it.
No.
I feel like they're stealing it from the Scotsmans, mm-hmm. but, you know, I don't hate it.
But see, don't the Scottish... Now, you dated a Scotsman.
I sure did.
You did.
He had a skirt.
A kilt.
I just meowed.
It was weird.
I was trying to go for the growl, and
it wasn't even a sexy
kitty.
Kitty. Yeah,
it
was like
know.
A sick cat.
Yeah, it did sound like a sick cat. No, I don't think they like that.
No. Some dog at home. A kilts I like. I think kilts are very cool. But
they are really cool.
They wear them only on special occasions, though, right?
Yes, only special occasions, and it's kind of that. It kind of goes with that European, or well, more like the British punk scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been to London Town, the markets there in England, and a lot of them wear like kind of the punk plaid. I don't really like that look as much.
Yeah,
as like a traditional just Scottish skirt.
Yeah,
but they say they don't wear anything underneath.
Is that why you dated them?
Yeah, that's why I dated him.
Is that why you dated
exactly.
him?
Exactly.
So I'm going to kill you. You're like, I bet you that guy's not
wearing
underwear.
Because I thought it was
there.
Cool.
Awesome. I think I could pull off a kilt. I think I would.
I don't know.
But see, now right there, though, you brought up a perfect example of why men should not. Like, I don't wear what you want to wear. I don't judge. If you want to wear skirts, wear skirts. However, this should not be a thing for men because most men are not respectable enough to realize the rules of skirt wearing.
Oh, you think they'll go
look at how
commando?
I'm sitting. Look at how I'm sitting right now. It's not going good. I mean, yeah,
mm-hmm.
but as a man, I sit spread eagle most days.
Right.
My legs are out.
Okay, well,
okay?
I'm hoping you're not talking about a mini skirt here. You're talking about like a longer skirt. If you're spread out like that, it should still
where
cover
do we
you.
Draw the line?
Knees.
Where do we draw the line?
Knees.
Knees? That
it's
wouldn't
like,
still would that still
it's
cover?
It's like private school here. You guys can only wear your skirts.
It's got to be your.
It's got to do the hand test. You know? You
got
to stand up straight, put your hands to the sides. Well, you know what? This could be fun because we're gonna treat you guys like we got treated as young women. Hands to the sides. Make sure your shorts aren't any shorter than the tips of your fingers.
Tips? Is that how it had to be?
Yeah, and
God.
If it was, then
those
you had to go.
School marms were the worst.
You had to go wear lost and found clothes.
Really?
That were long enough.
How many times did you have to wear lost and found clothes?
Luckily, my mom made me do the test before I left
Good.
The house.
Did you ever roll your shorts up? During your rebellious stage,
yeah,
like after you left the house,
definitely.
You rolled the shorts up.
I was a big tomboy, yeah. though. I wore more boy clothes than I wore girl clothes until I was
That's
about
true.
15.
Yeah, that bowl cut. We need to post a picture of you when you were a kid.
Yeah, speaking of fashion, let's show our best fashions on Facebook. Compare them. Because you had some solid frosted tips.
Oh,
mister.
God, so good. I'm not ashamed of the frosted tips at all.
And chain.
God, ladies
chain
loved
necklace.
It. God, ladies loved it. So good.
Yeah.
So good. All right. Well, I'm going to keep wearing this.
Yeah, I know. I figured.
And you're just going to have to deal with it.
I figured.
This comes off really easy, though. That's the nice part. Loose-fitting clothing.
It's
clothing
halfway.
Just, I know. It's
halfway
off. It's falling off my body right now as it is, just deteriorating off. So you're welcome. Rock 107.